This is a University of Birmingham podcast.
I'm here with Dr. Ellen Murray, the programme leader for the Masters in Clinical Primary and Community Care run at the University of Birmingham. Ellen, would you be able to tell me a little bit about the programme?
This course is aimed at healthcare professionals working primarily in the community. For example, GPs, practice nurses, specialist nurses in any area of the community, pharmacists, dietitians, and anybody else working within primary care. This course is quite unique as it offers a lot of clinically based options within the programme. For example, there are a number of clinical modules, 20 credit modules, aimed specifically at areas of clinical practice that are relevant to primary care practitioners. Cardiovascular disease, hypertension modules, and also heart failure modules, as well as some new modules that we are developing at the moment around mental health and potentially diabetes in the future.
Could you give me a bit more in-depth information about the core modules?
The core modules are two basic core modules at 20 credits each. The first one is epidemiology, statistics and research methods, which involves 2 full weeks in face-to-face teaching and an exam later on in the year. And the second one is the qualitative research methods module, which involves 1 week of face-to-face teaching and an assignment to do. These core modules will give you the knowledge and competencies for your dissertation, which you will have to produce later on in the programme.
Could you tell me more about how the clinical modules work?
The unique aspect of the clinical modules are that we offer clinical supervision in practice in the students' field of work. So they do a period of time of face-to-face teaching, and then they go out into practice and they are assessed on their competencies within their own area of work. And they have a clinical supervisor, mentor, assigned to them for a 6-month period after they do their face-to-face teaching. And this has proved to be a very popular aspect of our courses. These modules can be undertaken as standalone modules. You can just do one 20 credit module or two 20 credit module if you have a particular interest in one clinical area, for example, cardiovascular disease. Or you can do it to certificate level and do 60 credits, or diploma level, which is 120 credits, or then you can do the full master's programme, which will involve a 60 credit dissertation. The dissertation is usually based on an area that you have found within one of the clinical modules that you've undertaken that has been of particular interest to you.
What groups of people choose to study the Masters in Clinical Primary Community Care?
Some examples of people that have actually attended the course in the past are healthcare professionals within primary care, GPs, practice nurses, specialist nurses, who want to acquire skills and academic qualifications for specialist clinical practice within the community, as well as undertaking research skills and health service evaluation. This programme is also very useful if you are juggling your work and your home life. It is a very flexible course to do. You can undertake it full-time over a year or part-time over 2 years, or you also can take it over a 5-year period, which gives you a much more flexibility.
Could you tell me some more about the methods of teaching that are used on the course and the assessment techniques that are used?
Methods of learning are varied. There are some didactic sessions, although these are kept very much to a minimum. The most popular method of teaching being small group and individual learning. And you are also asked to attend some clinical sessions within the field of specialism you are studying. For example, hypertension clinics within the local hospitals. Similar assessment techniques are used throughout the modules. You are asked to undertake a multiple choice questionnaire at the end of the face-to-face teaching week. You are then assessed in practice by your clinical supervisor. This involves undertaking a number of competencies within a framework which has been produced for each individual module, and a 3,000-word case study is also required.
If you would like more information about the MSc Clinical Primary Community Care Programme, including full details of all modules, application deadlines and how to apply, please visit our website at www.mds.bham.ac.uk/CPCC or call 0121 414 2677 or email cpcc@contacts.bham.ac.uk.
You have been listening to a University of Birmingham podcast.